thanks everybody for in the room for sticking with us for part two.
Thank you for downloading episode 247. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Wait, we'll play this all over again. Here we go. All
right.
Maybe. If it decides that it's going to play, because I have a like old-ass computer that's taking forever.
It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Fuck you, Julian. This is my damn show. I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one. You're not yummy. I'm fucking yummy.
And here's your host, Ricky.
And Julian.
And people.
There's no people anymore.
No, just Ricky and a person.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to keep it that way. Yeah. I don't think I want to have anyone else on the show. Because I can't keep up with that.
Well, you know what?
It's ridiculous.
When you find perfection, you better just stick with it.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. And we all know what perfection is.
Me.
Yeah. Welcome to Foul Monkeys episode 247. This is Ricky.
And this is perfection. I mean, Julian.
If you were to look into the dictionary at the word perfection, you would see Julian. If you would look in the dictionary for Jesus or God, you would see Julian's picture also.
unless you looked in Ricky's dictionary under Jesus or God, you'd find the definition of fictional character.
Yeah. Right.
Whatever happened to Nicole, we killed her and buried her in the backyard.
She's gone. She's dead.
Yeah.
And it took a big hole.
Mm-hmm.
For that big head she had.
And the huge rack. Matter of fact, there's a ski slope in the backyard where I couldn't bury all of them.
It's where we get to...
kids are.
It's our skateboard ramp.
The kids are using it to run race their go-kart down.
No, for all you guys who don't know, I don't know why you wouldn't, because she hasn't been on in forever, but she just decided that she didn't want to do the show anymore. She was tired of it.
She retired.
She retired. So... she's no longer doing that.
Now she's taking her time to go find a piece of dick.
Right. Which...
hopefully she will find one of these days.
It's not going so well, apparently.
No.
But you guys can always email her. You can contact her on Twitter. I'll have to get her email address because I can't remember. Or if you just send her an email through us, I'll forward it to her.
The first explanation was better.
Oh. Oh, the microphone went out.
That's okay. I got a backup.
You got another one.
I got a backup.
You'll go zero.
Up here in Wasilla, we keep a backup.
We're going rogue. Oh, Stevie B, my birthday's only... you're 2 days after... oh, well, oh. Awesome. Then that means you won't forget it. How many years are between us, Stevie?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter when my birthday is, because Jesus' birthday is coming up. And you're more than welcome to buy presents for that.
Right. Mm-hmm. For us.
Yeah. not for Jesus, because he doesn't need them.
And he just doesn't really...
appreciate gifts like we do.
Yeah. And he's not here. So. How rude is that question? What question?
What question? What about Nicole?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
he said probably 30. No, Stevie, I don't think you're like 60 years old. I've seen you in person. I know better than that.
Oh.
You know, Steve and Warren.
Yeah,
do you remember them?
Oh, okay. Yeah, of course.
Warren, he's so cute. Why isn't he listening? He was cute. He was funny, too. So you want to do some phone calls? I thought Ricky was 50.
That was 5 years ago.
Right. You know what's funny, though, is there have been no age, like, old cracks since Nicole has been off the show.
You know why?
Because we're close to the same age.
Exactly.
And you're older than me.
Exactly.
Stevie, you will not be 60 on March 3rd. You're lying. He's so lying. He did not look that old.
No, he's not 60.
No. You're a liar.
Anyway.
So we're going to do some email. Let's see what we're doing here.
And then we're going to talk about...
email and phone calls.
Thanksgiving and Black Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, African-American Friday.
Right. Let's see. First call. Here we go.
Aw, thank you,
hey,
Aaron.
Hey, Ricky. It's Zach. I wanted to call and talk to you on the show. I guess I'll just try again next time. Bye, buddy. Or you can give me a call back if y'all are still doing it.
Nope.
Who was that?
That's my friend Dax, but I don't think he realizes the 206 number is like a voicemail.
Yeah.
So he thought he was calling in live to the show.
Oh, gotcha.
So Dax, next time you listen, you'll know better.
Yeah. Don't leave your phone number on the voicemail.
Well, Stevie, you don't tell people you're turning 60 if you... Because you don't look 60. You need to tell people you're turning like 45. Because he doesn't even look that old to me.
Right.
That's crazy. You're aging pretty well, I guess.
However, I will go with Adam's guesstimate of my age.
Yeah. Mm. No.
Bitch. Don't you tell my real age.
Doesn't your wish list have your birthday on it?
Yeah, but not the year.
Oh. Good one.
Not stupid.
Let's see here. I think we have another phone call. Let's see what this one is.
Hey. I'm calling to check in because I know it's been a while since I've talked to either of you. I just got off work. It's about midnight my time.
Oh, you know who that was? Drummer Sticks.
I thought that's who it was. Yeah,
he sounds so cute. Oh my goodness! Hey,
he doesn't swing your way, honey.
No, so. I know, but he never called us back. I don't know why he didn't do that.
Oh, well,
sadsies.
I'm sorry that his car crashed into the Pacific apparently and cut his phone off.
I know, right? 2012.
Palin, 2012.
I asked Nicole when's the next time she's going to pay for my dinner. She said December 12th, 2012. No, December 21st, 2012.
Yeah, that'll be probably be about the time she has money again.
Right. Nicole's secret admirer, you need to cough over some money to her.
Yeah.
Well, and when I say her, I mean me.
And obviously, if you're Nicole's secret admirer, you are apparently married.
Yes. Because only married guys hit on her. So we have an email from Gavin, which, you know, I like his name.
Yeah,
it sounds like Gagan.
Yeah, I know.
He says, this is to me. I don't really know you well enough to have a clue of what to say to help you feel better. I would like for you to know that my thoughts are with you. We have all gone through this at some time in our lives, and seeing someone go through it brings back those memories. I wish you the best and hope you find closure. Rest assured that love will come again. You're a good person, and someday you'll find the happiness you deserve. You don't have to read this on the podcast if you don't want to. I just want to let you know that people are thinking about you in more than 140 characters.
Aww.
So, and I do want to say thank you to everyone that messaged me and, you know, that told me, you know, if I needed anything to, you know, let them know. And Julian was here, and although I've kind of put him in a funk.
Days. I had my own reasons to be right. in a funk too,
but yeah, that's one good thing about this podcast is I've met so many different kinds of people and so many people that I've never met that still care, and I think that's awesome. So thank you for calling, or
why can't you
thank
talk?
You for emailing Gavin.
See, the same thing is wrong with you is wrong with Finbar. Breathing those toxic fumes in that bathroom corrupted your brain cells, and you can't speak any longer.
Me. Oh, Nicole's secret admirer says, I am married.
Of course. Of course.
Let's see. Drew Ray G from Twitter emailed us.
Uh-huh.
He said, hi, Ricky and Julian. How are you boys on this fine Sunday afternoon? This is last Sunday.
Oh, okay.
I myself am headed to work, but I got to handle my business. You know what I'm saying. By the way, I'm still waiting on a few country sayings to use that when I go out with the rednecks, I can swine and dine them. I just want to say I love the show, and thanks for making me laugh my day away. You guys are the best. Big hugs to Ricky and smooches to you, Julian. Love, Andrew, a.k.a. Drew Ragey.
Well, that was nice.
Well, I don't know any country sayings. Well, first, you have to learn...
I want to address one thing before we...
Oh, okay.
When people start saying that they need to take care of their business, and it makes me think they're a drug dealer.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Oh,
yeah.
I gotta take care of my business
because you know I was gonna guess mine.
Right.
I pop a cap in.
Why
does
that guy sound black?
I wasn't trying to sound black.
Well, for I think one good suggestion, the first thing you have to learn how to say is fixin' or fittin'.
No, fixin', I think.
Now, Julian, could you please use the word fixin' in a sentence?
We're fixin' to go down to the store. Do you want us to get you anything?
Perfect.
Well, yeah.
That does not involve a hammer, screwdriver, rake, whatever. Because the first time I heard that when I moved here, I was like, what are you fixing? I don't get it. And they're like, I'm fixing to go down to the store. I'm like, oh, okay. And like, I actually asked a coworker, I was like, you know, I heard this person say something the other day, and I do not get what they were saying. And I was like, and I told him, she goes, yeah, they were going to the store. And I'm like, well, why don't they just say, I'm getting ready to go to the store, not I'm fixing? Because that's basically what it means. I'm fixing to go to the store.
Well, you can just say fixing instead of getting ready to go to. You can use one word instead of five.
I mean, we are already too lazy in America. We don't need to fuck up the language.
At least I can say the G's on the end of my words, okay?
Yeah. And this is another thing I can't stand down here. It's not Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's how you say it.
I love how, you know, Ricky says down here, like he's from fucking Nova Scotia when you come from Virginia, which is a southern state.
But we don't say fixin'. I had never heard that word before.
Because you know, when you drink, you get awful country.
I do, but I don't say fixin'. I love how Big Fatty says Tuesday. Yeah, he says Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Let's see here. What else we... Oh, I want to thank Gavin for sending me... Because, oh my God, this is more important than anything. Okay. Even more important than Thanksgiving, which we still need to talk about.
And
X-Tube went down for like two and a half days. Friday. Yeah. X-Tube went down for like 2.5 days. Yeah, it was awful.
God.
I went to go use it, and there was nothing there.
Wait, but, are you talking about X-Tube still?
Yeah. And then Gavin sent me all these links to places that he goes to get free porn. I was like, oh, well, thanks.
Okay, what happened to the thousands of porn movies you downloaded from Trucker Alex off the...
I have those, but the thing is if I'm trying to watch them on my laptop, I have to go onto the hard drive here in this room.
Right.
And the movies don't play right.
Oh.
So, and I just don't want to do that in here. So.
Well, I can leave for 2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes.
Well, Okay, two.
I'm forwarding the email to you.
Okay.
The porn sites.
You know I don't watch porn.
Yeah. I don't either.
Yeah, Veritable Virgo, although those are lovely sites, it's not exactly the kind of guys I go for.
Yeah, he likes the guys that are inside that hard drive. let's see.
I don't like them too little and pretty.
Right.
I like them more manly.
And butchy and thicker.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's see here. We have a phone call. You want to do a phone call?
Sure, sure.
You know what?
We don't have any more phone calls, do we? Damn you.
Hold on.
Oh, God damn. We want to hear from you. Call our hotline.
We want to hear from you. I love Lou.
I love that he now hates that.
He hates that song. Let's see. First email from, apparently, Veritable Virgo.
Email or voicemail?
Voicemail.
Okay.
Hey, Ricky and Julian. Veritable Virgo here. Just want to thank you for another live show. As you know, Ricky, this has been an otherwise challenging weekend, but I really was looking forward to being able to be live on the show through Skype, so we definitely have to work on that. And I'm serious. If you know, send me those instructions, I can probably look them over. I mean, I'm good with tech, but some things still challenge me. So that's all I really wanted to say. Well, you know, thanks again. I love the program. I've been listening for at least a year and probably more likely two. And I hope that you guys stick around for a while. Thank you.
Oh, that was nice.
So sweet. I'll forward you the directions, Veritable Virgo, but good luck. Because it's like...
Ricky's pretty.
Oh. It's like I have the stuff here.
And by pretty, I mean slow.
Yeah. Pretty slow. Like, I have the stuff here. I just can't get it to work. I can't get it connected right. But I'll forward you everything that he sent me. And then maybe you can draw me a picture or something. And thank you for saying so, you know, those nice things about our show. I think you've been listening longer than a year because you paid for our post office box last year. And that was a year, you know, before that it ran out. So this is his second and a half year, kind of.
Okay.
You know, math.
Yeah.
That's hard and joke.
I understand. Yeah.
All right, let's see here. Let's continue. Let's see. We have another email. Also, you guys go over and check out the Sorry Ricky sorryricky.blogspot.com website. I've been posting some pictures there of other podcasters. You know, it's really nice. That website's dedicated to me, but, you know, we can post whatever we want to over there, and some of the pictures are a little dirty. And I wanted to say thank you to Ashley Dickey.
And some of the pictures are fucking disgusting.
Right.
I'll give you fair warning.
I wanted to say thank you to Ashley Dickey because she sent me a really good one with a guy with a tattooed ass and stuff like that.
Oh, it was the one that said Scat Boy or something.
Yeah, that one was great, and that's probably going to be like show art one day. And then there's a couple other people have been text messaging me stuff, and I use that also.
Well, I sent you the one with the chick with the saggy titties.
Yeah, but I don't know what I have to look. I can't find that anywhere.
I can probably send it to you.
You can forward it to me again.
I can send it to you again.
Nicole's secret admirer is young, dumb, and full of cum.
Yeah, that's the way.
Well,
we like them.
That's the way it should be. So, Ashley says, "Hey, y'all, I was looking up tattoo ideas, and I came across this. Made me think of you. Kisses, Ashley in Illinois." Excuse me, Illinois or Illinois?
I say Illinois.
I do, too. But I think people in Illinois say Illinois.
Okay.
Oh, Lala Lauren, how do you say it? Because she lives there. That's where, yeah, Chicago's there.
You mean Chick-a-go?
Chick-a-go. Chicago. Let's see. Did we play this?
Hey.
Yeah, that's Tremor Sticks.
Okay.
See what? Oh, Illinois, Veritable Virgo. Oh, she had to leave the room. Do you say Illinois or Illinois?
Nice.
How do people prefer it in Illinois?
Doggy style?
Right. Missionary.
Yeah.
I left two voicemails. Yeah, we got the second one. No S at the end. Okay. Well, I'm just saying, you know, some people get a little picky.
I've never heard anybody
say... I've heard people say Illinois.
Are they special?
Maybe, but
okay.
I don't know.
I've never heard anybody say it that way.
Well, we have more listeners coming into the room.
Well, it's now, you know, the countdown of the last 10 minutes of the show, so great that you finally started showing up, but you're a little too late.
Right.
Because we're winding down, and... quite frankly, we shot our wad at the first 15 minutes.
We did. The new website did it.
It's all filler from there on out, you know? Oh, God.
All right, we have another email. It's from Drew again.
Okay. I don't know. I'm trying to stay with the mic that's working.
Right.
At any given moment.
It says, "Hey, my cute snowflakes. Yes, I'm lacist. How's it going? I'm just writing in to say how sad I am that I won't be around for the live show. Once again, I am work's bitch and making them dollar bills." Okay. That's how he said it.
Yeah, drug dealer.
Yeah. "I have nothing useful to say or express at this moment. I just enjoy taking up your precious time. Oh, by the way, you are going to show me some birthday love. Hope so, because if you show me yours, I'll show you mine." Joe, apparently, I'm still tired. Yes, I want to say happy birthday to him, even though it's yesterday. 2 days late. Or, no, it was Friday.
Yeah, shoot Friday, that's right.
Black Friday.
On Black Friday.
"I woke up extremely early to head to work on this great Sunday. Love you guys. Keep up the hard work, Ricky. Julian, stay pretty. That's all you got working for you right now." Kidding. Love you too.
Mm-hmm.
"Have a good show, guys."
Speaking of racist, Joe referred to me as Casper this morning.
Uh-oh, what happened to the sound? What are you talking about?
What do you mean, what happened to
somebody the said sound? What happened to the sound?
I don't know. I don't
Can
see
everybody
that.
Still hear us? It says, "What happened to the sound? Young, dumb, and full of cum."
Well, nobody, Veritable Vulgar is still apparently hearing us. Anyway.
Oh, he said nothing. Let me read the last sentence of this.
Oh, sorry.
He said, "Oh, do you have the new Lady Gaga album? Incredible. She says, take a bite out of my bad girl meat. What the fuck? Love it."
Okay.
Do you want to take the bite out of her bad girl meat?
On Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'd say you'd probably come back with something.
I'm not going anywhere near her meat. Thank you.
You'd probably come back with something. I'm just saying.
It might bite back.
Right. Teeth.
Ugh.
What were you going to say to Casper? Were you adding additional things to that?
Oh, no. I totally forgot what I was going to say now.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. You but know, I wasn't done with
my train of thought gets derailed easily. Sorry.
Is it because of your age?
Probably, yeah. You know,
aww.
24.
Oh, 24. All right, let's play this email here. I mean, voicemail. Fuck me! From what I hear, her bad girl meat could actually be bad boy meat. Oh, yeah, because they think she's like a hermaphrodite or something. Yeah.
If you call the voicemail an email again, you're one step away from throwing the computer away because the TV remote won't turn it on.
Right. All right, here we go.
It won't play my programs.
This is how you're supposed to say it. Scusi il mio signore, ma siete semplicemente un bello esemplare di mascolinità. Posso succhiare il vostro pene.
Or you could just, you know, or like
you
take
could
your, take your, yeah,
oh,
exactly.
I wish they could see this. Or in other words, as Julian was saying, you could just take your hand and, you know, make a little circle out of it. Like you're going to
wrap it around something tubular.
Right. And then just put it towards your mouth and make your tongue hit your cheek like this.
Yeah.
Oh, like this. Mm. You know what I'm saying.
You know what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, you betcha. Ciao, Bella. Mm. Oh, that's so. I feel so disgusting. But he's so cute.
As well, you should feel disgusting.
I'm like, I just got broken up with 2 weeks ago. I can't be looking for that.
Sure you can. It'll make you feel better.
Yeah, I guess. But if it actually happened, it would make me feel better. Thinking about it doesn't make me feel better.
Oh, no, that's why you need to just go out and find you a quick lay and get it over with.
Thanks.
And then as you're wiping their man love off your cheek, you'll feel better.
Their man love off my cheek.
Their man gravy.
Their baby batter. Oh, what time is it?
It's 3:57.
All right. Well, we got to start winding this down. So,
we don't have a fucking thing to talk right. about anyway.
Go check out our awesome website again. It's so brand new and awesome. I can't help but talk about it again.
We never talked about African American Friday.
Well,
mainly because I stayed at home because I'm not stupid enough to go out in that mess.
Yeah, and I had to work half a day, so it really didn't do anything for me, but. We just don't like to talk about days dedicated to blacks. So,
However, when Latino Wednesday rolls around, yes, we'll be all about it.
Yes. Miércoles.
Ricky is the grand marshal of that parade on that day.
Yay! Go check out our new website. Thank you, Steve, in the UK. Okay, we really appreciate it. You're so fun.
Very, very much. That did a great job, and it looks great. Yeah.
Let's see. Give us a call at 206-984-FOWL.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can send us stuff to our post office box. That's P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. You can also send us stuff by going to our wish list, which we're going to try to press that until Christmas so we can get some Christmas tree or Christmas presents under our bare trees.
Yeah, there's a link to both Ricky's and my wish list on the right-hand column of our new website.
Halfway down. And let's see. I mean, if you really want us to wait till Christmas Day to open it, I won't be here. Damn, darn it.
Well, I will.
I'll be here to open the presents.
I'll be here to open the presents. I can open yours, take pictures of them, and
send them to
and
me.
Text it to you, yes.
I'm going to be in Virginia, actually, the week of Christmas, so there probably won't be a show that day. We might be able to do it.
Yeah, we'll see how it works out.
I'd have to set everything up here and then call it. Yeah, we don't know. leave us iTunes reviews. You can do that by going to iTunes and searching for Foul Monkeys and then
leave a review.
5 stars preferably.
Yes.
1 star, no.
Yeah. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. I'm both on Twitter and Facebook. I'm at JC Marple.
And I'm Foul Monkeys on Twitter and Ricky Burton under Facebook.
Let's see.
Is that it?
We also have a Foul Monkeys group on Facebook and a Foul Monkeys page on MySpace, but nobody uses MySpace anymore.
Yeah, the MySpace I'm kind of working on. I'm trying to see if Drew can help me out with that, what he does with his MySpace stuff.
Right.
So, we'll see. But I guess that's it. I
believe we are.
Is that it? Is it 4 o'clock?
Yeah, it's 4 o'clock.
Well, it's 4 o'clock exactly. Well, thank you everybody for listening. We really appreciate you guys coming into the room and chatting up with us. And we're going to try to get a show recorded this week or a newer one because I know it's been 2 weeks. So.
Yeah, and plus maybe we'll have something to talk about.
Right. So we got to go get ready to take our Christmas picture for the cards. And we're going to try to put all the animals in it, but
we might have to Thorazine all of them to prop them up with sticks.
Have people holding them up with strings, like the Puppet Master.
Right.
Alrighty, people. We're out of here. You all have a great week, and thanks for everything. Bye.
This is Julian.
This is Ricky.
Peace.
Bye.